for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
The Community Focus Report was recently released, and this is a collaboration of the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, United Way of the Ozarks, Springfield Greene County Library District, Junior League of Springfield, and the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce. This report focuses on the blue ribbons and red flags in our community. The blue ribbons are the strengths, or those things which we excel at in our community, while the red flags are those items which have been identified as needs or areas for improvement. We will be hosting a series starting today and then going each Monday morning during December and January, focusing on one of those blue ribbons or red flags in order to delve deeper into why this is an important topic in our community. We're going to start off the series today with Ryan Mooney. Ryan is the Senior Vice President for Economic Development with the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce, and he's going to start us off by talking about the economic picture in our community. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Leslie. I'm glad to be a part of this, and this is certainly a great report. One that we saw modeled in a community that we went to visit years ago, and a great opportunity to look at the landscape. So really from an economic development perspective and a business perspective, things are good. We've got good, robust economy. We've had a long period of economic growth, not only here in Springfield, but nationally, which certainly helps. And we're seeing companies growing and expanding all over the community. And that's great to see that they're adding jobs and creating wealth in our community.
So one of the things we hear a lot about is that we're fortunate and we have a very low unemployment rate, but yet we have a very high need for skilled workers. So talk about how those two factors kind of play together.
Yeah, everybody thinks that a low unemployment rate is a great thing, and it is because it means more people are working. But I can tell you that employers, from their experience, when that unemployment rate gets pretty low, where we are right now at 2.2%, they start to feel that because it's very difficult for them to find and retain quality workers. When you get into the so few people that are out looking for jobs, it makes it tough for those companies that are growing and expanding. So we know that as a community, we're going to have to be focused on that if we're going to create jobs, good quality jobs in our community.
So you talk about good quality jobs, or skilled workers, as
right.
we say. What are some of those specific skilled workers? What are the industries that are in particular need in this area?
So we have a very diverse economy in Springfield, which is good. It means we don't have to, we don't go down with any certain industry. But we also know that those skill sets that are here in Springfield that are in high demand are in high demand nationally. So things like engineers, physicians, IT talent, welders, electricians, those are not unique to Springfield, but they're in high demand here.
What are some of the collaborative programs that are going on in our area that are specifically designed to address that need for skilled workers?
Yeah, a lot of our education systems from the K-12 systems and the GoCaps program that's been created are helping to address those specific needs, but also the higher education community. And OTC and Missouri State are certainly leading the way in trying to create programs that create the skill sets that employers are going to need. So the Cooperative Engineering Program at Missouri State is a good example. The Center for Advanced Manufacturing that voters approved and is under development right now will help train people with the right skills to match what employers need today.
One of the things people probably don't think about is that the fact that the size of our community actually inhibits us sometimes from drawing industries into this area. So talk about that.
Yeah, so that's something we've been focused on recently, looking at the overall size of our labor force and conversely our population as well. We're just under 500,000 people. And as we look at various site selection processes, whether it's for retail or for industrial or whatever that may be, many times those processes start with a remote analysis. So they're using data, they're using all kinds of information to determine which communities to take a look at. And if we're under 500,000 and that threshold gets drawn at 500,000, we don't get considered for it. So, and again, that's a metro area population, which is a pretty universal standard that a lot of companies will use.
What are some of the exciting or maybe innovative things that are happening in Springfield that are going to put us on the map or move the needle forward in the next couple of years?
Right. We're looking at things that would help our population grow, and doing that, we have to be a better place to live and work. We're a good place to live and work, but what are we doing to be better to compete with other cities that are out there that are our competition for that talent? So things like, investing in parks and trails are obviously important best practices that we've seen in other communities. But projects unique to Springfield, like daylighting Jordan Creek and the further development of Idea Commons, developing office space down there, helps not only create amenities that our community wants to take part in, but it also would create development amenities like the creek or that office office building that will help tech firms that want to be downtown to take advantage of the bars and restaurants and unique character of the downtown area. We see the same thing happening in Commercial Street and in Galloway and these other areas around our community that people are gravitating toward unique locations. And so as a community, we need to be investing in those unique locations.
Well, there are a lot of moving parts that all come together for a healthy and vibrant community, certainly.
Certainly.
So thank you very much. Our guest today has been Ryan Mooney, Senior Vice President for Economic Development with the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce. For more programs in this series on the red flags and blue ribbons for the Community Focus Report, go to the web at ksmu.org. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri.